I am in love with this weather. Yes, I am. I am in love with this weather. Let's eat Spam. Mm,
that's why I do the jingles.
Oh, I see. Bertie fucking Big Potatoes. She's come up with all of about four jingles in her life.
Excuse me,
Ruth. I think it's been 14 and you know it.
And, you know, behind the scenes, I am called the Jingle Queen. So
behind what scenes?
My scenes.
Your own scenes.
My own scenes.
Yeah.
I am known as the Jingle Queen, therefore I come up with all the jingles and you just don't, especially given what you just said then.
I quite liked the fact that I'm saying let's all eat Spam. Oh, you've got a little cup of tea on the go.
Yeah, do you know what? Producer Joel made me that before I came out here.
Oh,
and it actually says, I bloody love you.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think he picked it based on that.
It was just his first mug. First one.
Yeah, it just happens to be a nice one.
Your ego is very high today, isn't it? It says, bloody love you, thinking that Joel searched through the cupboard for that mug.
Well, actually, he's just like, where's that one that I can give to mum and say, I bloody love her.
Love you. Bloody love you.
Got a brew on.
Yeah, you've got a nice brew.
Yeah.
Brewtastic. Now, I had a funny conversation with my friend Adam this week.
Your friend Adam. When
we were voice noting each other, I can't remember what it was. One of the days that I wasn't feeling very well, he just sent me a voice note saying, how you doing? Yada, yada, yada. I voice noted back, said, I'm thinking about getting a Mackey's breakfast. You know when you're a bit ill and you just want...
And you just want shit. You just want to eat shit and bathe in shit. And
he said, in his voice note back, he said, oh yeah, I like a Mackey's breakfast, but it's a bit like a one night stand. Great at the time and then you feel fucking dirty after. And all throughout the day, you just keep thinking, oh, that Mackey's breakfast.
Well, it repeats on you, doesn't it?
He said, that is a really good analogy. Mm. A Mackey's breakfast is a lot like a one night stand.
Mm. Do you know what voice notes actually get on my tip?
I know they do.
Yeah. It's just like,
how do you feel about a video note in WhatsApp?
No. Why have we gone down? Well, just type what you want to type. Well, I'll read it when I want to read it. I don't want to have to listen to you.
Listen.
Hanging on for half an hour, leaving me a shitty voice note. No.
I love voice notes.
I know you do. And it's a problem. But there we go. We just have to deal with
it. I love voice notes. I love video notes.
No.
I love the whole gamut, the whole nine yards.
No, just I'd rather you just type it out, send it to me, I'll read it, I might respond, I might not respond.
And I think that is, genuinely, I think that is a very Gen X millennial.
Yeah, yeah. And you are the Gen whatever you are, Z.
I'm a millennial. You're a Gen X, I'm a millennial.
Right,
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. But I actually think, maybe it is a millennial thing.
It is. It is. It's a very millennial thing that. And a lot of that, genuinely, you're going to be like, oh, God, I'm going deep here. But a lot of that is to do with the fact that we are the only generation that really had, don't take the piss. Stop taking the piss with your long mms and you're shaking your heads and you're closing your eyes like you're taking the piss out of me.
Yeah.
We are the only generation that remembers life before the internet and also experienced a lot of life with the internet.
Do you see what I mean? We straddle both. You're straddling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of straddling with you,
Malone. A lot of straddling going on.
Right.
You've just now started calling me Pat.
Pat.
Which is... disgusting and will not take off.
I actually think it could take off. That
Fuck you. I am not in my Pat era.
Pat. All right, Pat.
I am not in my Pat. No way. I am vetoing it. 100%.
No way, Jose. I am Patty or Pat Sheens. I am not Pat.
Not a Pat. There's not a Pat in sight. I don't mind Pat Sheens. I mean, I don't really like Patty, but...
but fucked up shit we're well, now.
You fucking
know.
Made the whole of our social media cohort call me Pats. Patty, Pats.
And now I'm going to make the social media cohort call you Pat. If Hello, you... Pat.
If people start... Do you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine. Call me Pat if you want. If you want to call me Pat, and that is on you, that is fine by me.
Call me Pat. You can call me Pat.
Bit of Paul Simon there. Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel. No, Paul Simon, that is, isn't it?
Classic. Graceland. Right, here's my VBP.
Go with VBPs.
Having someone sit next to you on the train, meaning instead of eating your crisps normally, you'll now have to let them quietly dissolve in your mouth or eat them at home. Why do we do that? You see, yeah. I think, well, I can't crunch them now. I'll have to just dissolve them.
I'll have to just... Or you suck have to do them. Really slow chews. Crunchy. Just slow your chew right down so there's not a single noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. That's one of those kind of really... Well, that could fall into adjusting, couldn't it? Having
that
to
is
eat
adjusting.
Next to someone on a train.
That is adjusting.
Yeah. And anyone who's bringing anything remotely smelly onto any sort of public transport.
Well, talking about this, on my way back out of that there London on Friday night, two lads got on. One of them started throwing up in the bin on the train. He was
absolutely
pissed. Mm. He was off his face.
Oh, that must be horrible, that.
Well, self-inflicted, Angie.
Yeah. Still not nice, though, is it?
I found the VBP from Leanne.
Yes. In this case, this is in from a listener. This is in from listener Leanne.
In front listener Leanne. Procedure when you're asked something and your mouth is full. Okay. You put your hand over your mouth. You raise your index finger and at least one eyebrow. You chew dramatically. You say sorry with your eyes. You make a kind of circular chewing process motion with your hand.
Chewing.
You swallow a large bite painfully early. You apologise. Either attempt to answer or start choking. What is with the swirly mouth thing?
Swirly, swirly.
With your finger.
Just give me a second.
And then you do the index finger. And then you swallow too soon. Sorry about that. I think the party's next Wednesday.
It's so true.
VBP are just brilliant. He's so good at observing the world.
Gold.
Absolute gold.
Gold star. Now, I have to tell you about something that happened to me last week.
Oh, go.
So, I had to take Jeffy back to the vets because she'd had a problem with her ears.
Oh, Jeff.
Took her back to the vets. And
normally she has a problem with her bum, so...
Well, it was all sort of interlinked ears, bum. Paws. A lot of sort of allergic issues around.
Right, ears, bum, paws.
Ears, bum and paws.
Right.
And the vet, as always, says... You know, she's probably a little bit on the heavy side. Probably she could do with losing some pounds. Now, every time we go there, we have the same thing because she has nothing, Luna, right, Jeff? She doesn't have any extra treats.
Right.
She doesn't have, literally her
she's
food
got a boring,
and
she's
water.
She's got a boring life.
It's boring for
she's
the
She's got a boring
thing,
existence.
Right? And that's because of all her issues with allergies with her bum, her paws and her ears. Right. So I say this to the vet and I've said it to them so many times. So then she said, okay, well, let's just sort of maybe just reduce the amount of food and see if that makes a difference. I said, okay, fine. We'll do that for Jeff.
Lena's already got a boring life.
She's got a boring life. So I said, okay, that's fine. She said, obviously, if we do that and it's still not making a difference, we'll probably just run some blood tests and, you know, maybe check her thyroid function, right? So I then said, well, I do have an underactive thyroid.
Oh my God, like it was your child.
Yes,
like there was some genetic link.
But in my head, right, I also meant to add on to the end of that, you know, obviously she is a dog. You know, she's not. And they say pets are like their owners. They sort of make a bit of a joke of it, but I didn't. I just left it at, yeah, well, I do have an underactive.
Oh, I feel awkward for you. You can never see that vet again.
I literally...
You go, can never. What did she say?
She didn't. She just didn't even acknowledge that I'd spoken.
Oh my god, she mugged you right off.
I honestly, I just remember thinking, why did I not finish off the sentence I had in my head? Because now she's going to think that I think I have birthed Luna. I have given birth to her. She has my genes. Therefore, she may well have an underactive thyroid because I have one.
She is was sat in a pub that night saying, oh, I saw a,
exactly.
I saw a really weird woman today. Talking about her dog maybe having an underactive thyroid. And she because made out there genetically linked. And the owner was very serious. She said, well, I do have an underactive thyroid.
And I told them last night, I said, oh, I've got to tell you about this thing that happened to me. And then I said, Joel was like, right, you've got to tell Pat about that tomorrow. You've got to tell
No, not Pat. Not Pat. Not Pat. Oh, now I've made this a thing. Every single fucker is going to sweep into my DMs. Hiya, Pat. Hiya, Pat. Hiya, Pat. Hiya, Pat. Before you know it, people think I'm Pat fucking Butcher. I can't wear leopard print, red lipstick, or big earrings again, can I?
No. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. What are your things?
You had a Justin in from a listener.
I did, we did, yes.
Hit us with your Justin-based stick.
Okay, so this came in from Sam Pike 24, and Sam Pike says, sat in the car at a hand car wash, then you forget how to drive when they ask you to roll forward. Just the whole
hand car wash thing
is very Justin. So very awkward.
I actually think it starts when you pick your the car wash that you
where
want.
Where you're going.
No, where you pick
the car wash. Oh, when you pick your you want gold.
You get there.
Yeah.
I'd like inside and out, please. Okay, what level?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't, and then you have to stand and look at the board, and look at figure out the price.
Yeah, what am I getting? What am I getting?
Mm. And you know, they're like just stood there waiting for you to also there's often a queue, isn't there?
Mm.
So you have to just hang around in the car park. One near us now, they've got like a little outside garden table and chairs.
Yeah, well, there's one up by me.
Where people...
They've got a little calf. Java cafe.
Little calf.
Yeah.
So then you have to pick the thing. Oh, I'll go for silver, like mid-range, mid-price.
Mm.
Now, if it's one of those ones where you can just be out your car, you're sort of fine. Still a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Because you've got to just sit and wait on you and you know, watching them work. But if it's one of those ones where you have
you
to
sit
move.
In.
And then you get to the end of them doing the outside and they're like, get out. Oh, right. And there's about 25 of them that descend to do the inside. They're moving the seats, brushing. Mm-hmm. And I always say, I think we might have talked about this before, but my car is cleaner on the inside than it's ever been. But a lot of those car washes.
I've seen some horrific
One of the guys actually said to me, can you get rid of the rubbish next time?
I mean, did they think maybe you did live in your car or something?
Well, that is Pat.
Who are you living in your car, Pat?
You are an absolute arsehole. There is nobody else in my life that could get away with this level of shit that you are flinging at me today. No one. And yet here we are. Me
here we are, Pat.
Taking it. God, this is it now. Instagram and those people who are really in my life. I'm going to get voice notes this week on Wednesday that are just going to be like, hiya, Pat.
Brilliant. Go for it, Adam.
It'll be Adam that does it.
Hiya, Pat. Morning, Pat.
He'll actually call me Pat Wagon, probably.
Pat. Morning, Pat Wagon.
Anyway, what were we saying? Oh.
About the state of your
inside
of your car.
Once I went to dog sit our friend Shelley and Ben's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have this, they lived in a flat. So you parked on the drive and then the flat below them had the other parking space
right,
on the drive,
yes.
Right?
Got you, yeah.
So I pulled up my car, went in, Shelley and Ben went out. I was looking after their dog. while they were out, they got a text message from their neighbour that said, I think someone who's living in their car has parked on our driveway. Sent a picture of the inside and said, do you think they're homeless?
I mean, the innards of your cars have
those days are long gone, though. Those days are long gone.
Well done, Pat.
They are way behind me.
That was, yeah. I mean,
that was some serious shit.
There's no, you know, reason why someone wouldn't look in your car and think you've been living in it.
Yeah, or someone's
6 months or something.
Died in there.
Yeah, or someone's still in it, dead.
And dead. Yes, yeah. Dead. His stuff was just piled up around
him. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, those car washes are.
Oh,
and she's so... Sam Pint 24 is right, because you do seem to lose the ability to drive.
Inability.
I was like, no, that doesn't make sense. No. But when they say, yeah, okay, just roll forward, just move forward, you just think, oh, hang on, how do I do that?
Well, it's the pressure, isn't it? It's like, oh, God.
Shit, turn the engine on.
Engine on, because I've had to turn it off.
Gear,
forward, and then don't go too far. And it's like, you've got to stop. Okay, stop, right.
Mm. Or you don't go far enough, and they're just giving you the old move.
You can see they're pissed off because there's about 35 cars behind you.
Yeah,
and they're like, love, come on.
We've got a lot of people here. Move. I've told you to move. Roll forward. I've not told you to stop yet. Keep coming. You're like, okay, I'm too. Am I there now? Stop. Far enough. Yes. Shit. Stop.
You're nearly
and
on
then
my
you
foot.
Stall it. Then you stall it. Yeah. Shit. I didn't know I had to stop.
Oh,
car.
Shit. And now I look like a right dick.
Yeah. Very they good. Are very awkward situations.
Very awkward situations.
So, yeah. Brilliant. Well done, Sam Pike 24.
Now, I've got a dickish behaviour.
Brilliant. Okay, hit me with your dicks.
So I don't know if you've heard of these, but they are called le boobies.
Right. Now, this was something we touched on the other day when we caught up, and I was like, what the hell is a le boobo? I have never heard of them in my life, and they sound horrific.
This is so dickish. This is like... If there's anyone here that's listening to this that has got a £35,000 bag and you're clipping a cuddly toy on it, this is not the space for you.
No, you need to leave.
Le Boo-Boos are these stupidly expensive cuddly toys, miniature little cuddly toys that people who have got those bags, Hermes, or
Hermes.
As Gemma Collins says, I need it for my Hermes bag. They clip on. They're like these stupid, cuddly. Oh, my God. Influencers are going mad for them. Anyway.
That's the problem straight away.
Mrs. Lindsay Elizabeth Taylor brought it to my attention and said, this is dickish. She's absolutely right. It's absolutely dickish. She also sent me a reel of Gemma Collins shouting on FaceTime to her stepson, Hayden. And you don't really need to see it because it's just her holding a phone. But I'm going to play it because it is hilarious.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the GC, isn't it? It's the GC.
I think he's in Dubai at the moment, and I think she is saying...
Is that where these things really are coming from?
I mean, yeah, look, pistachio chocolates. What is Dubai giving us? Crock of shit.
A lot of shit.
Pistachios, pistachio chocolates, Le Boo-Boos. Okay, here we go.
Hayden, get me every Le Boo-Boo.
I am good.
Tell the man I need every Le Boo-Boo ever on. Yes, every single one.
Right, okay, look, this is what that all comes in at.
Okay, I'll ping you over the money now.
How much is that? 105.
Okay, coming over now, Hayden. Is there any else Le Boo-Boo stuff?
Well, they've got these without it.
The pink one's cute, the yellow one.
Yeah.
I'll take that as well.
This, how much is it with this now?
Do you want a Le Boo-Boo, Hayden? We can be funded by Le Boo-Boos. Oh, show me the little white one with the red. I need it.
Wait, you want this one, eh?
What do you think? What one do you want? I want us to be funded by Le Boo-Boo.
I've got one there, then I've got
you a bomb. I want to get you a Le Boo-Boo so we're bonded by them.
That is basic, because the rest of it is just Hayden asking them loads of questions.
What they've got.
Take your time.
I want us to bond over Labubus, Hayden. What the fuck is wrong with people?
What, honestly, so they're buying these bags that are like, I mean, you'd think the bags are stupidly expensive and that would be enough to go into dickish behaviour for you. But look, if you've got the money, what I don't understand is, if you're spending loads of money on a beautiful bag, why do you want to stick these stupid fucking cuddly toys on them? It's the same as having cuddly toys in your car. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. This is, and just because it's now being influenced by people who are loaded, everyone's going, oh yeah, spend £108 on two Labubus, Hayden. Honestly.
I mean, is that how much they are? Like £100?
Yeah.
For this tiny little thing to hang off your
It's like a little gremlin that
bag.
You clip onto the... Olivia Attwood. I have got loads of time for Olivia Attwood. I love her. I think she's great. I think she just, you know, is who she is. She's got about 12 of them.
No.
She just hangs them off of her bags. But that video, when Lindsay sent me that video, I've watched that about 5 times.
Yeah. I mean, the GC, you know.
Oh, she's amazing.
You know, leave the Labubu shit to one side.
She's just...
The way she talks, you know, the whole thing you get with the GC, it's just like, you know, it is just very entertaining.
I just love the fact that she says, take your time. Like, it's a really important
It is.
Decision.
A big decision that Hayden's making out there.
What? Do you want a Labubu, Hayden? Get me all of the Labubus. Tell the man I need every Labubu ever created on this planet, Hayden.
That is really, really
honestly
behaviour, though.
Look up Labubus. Go on Instagram and search Labubus. You will see people everywhere. And these Hermes bags, they're beautiful. Oh my God, they're gorgeous. Lovely leather, nice colour, good hardware. You know, that you can tell they're really expensive. And then people have got about 6 different cuddly toys.
So you hang... Is it mainly Hermes and Labubu? Is that the kind of combo? Or are people chucking a Labubu on, you know, chuck one on me, Oliver Bonas?
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. You can. Yeah. But there is a big link between, because at one
money.
Point.
It's money. It's a money link.
Well, one point, there's a video before where Gemma Collins says, now I just need an Hermes to put them on, Hayden.
Oh, so she doesn't have the Hermes?
I don't think
currently.
She does, no.
Right, that'll be the next thing.
Oh, yeah, so she wants all of these Labubus to chuck on her Hermes, Hayden.
I mean, the only people that should be hanging toys off bags are people under the age of 10.
Or Margs. He's got pom-poms that have been made by her grandchildren hanging off her back.
She's got her pom-poms.
I actually think Margs is the star of this.
Yeah.
She's been ahead of the curve.
Yeah, she's had her Labubus.
She's been hanging toys off of her bags for years.
She's been hanging her pom-poms. Margie's pom-poms.
Also, this is quite funny, but I'm sure Mum will be like, Rose, I can't believe you sold them that.
Did she fart or something?
Yeah, so walking back last night from the thing to the car, me and Dad are obviously ahead.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Just here behind, massive. And then Mum just went, oh. I don't think she thought I heard. If you're listening, Margs, I definitely heard.
Well, she's probably had to hold that in.
Oh, all night.
All night she's been, clenching those
all
buttocks.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as soon as she's out, no one's around, great, let it go.
Bam.
Bam.
Yeah,
very good dickish behaviour that, Pat.
From Lindsay. I mean, I've got to credit Lindsay, Elizabeth Taylor for that, because she was the one.
Credit to Lindsay for that one.
Well done.
Now, we've had a tits in from...
Okay.
Now, this has actually come in from our wonderful cousin, Dan Under.
Shelly, mate.
Yeah, I actually call her Shalina.
Shalina.
I call her Shalina. She calls me Angelina.
Shalina, Angelina.
Angelina.
Can I be Petchina?
No, you're just Pet.
Fuck you.
So she sent a message in. Now, she's actually put this in to a Justin, but we actually think the whole thing of what she's talking about here is actually something that really does get on your tits.
Get on your tits.
Okay, so she's, "Hello, darlings. This is something that's getting on my tits. Passport photos. The taking of them in the middle of a busy post office. You can't smile or show any emotion. The picture itself." She then sent a picture of her passport photo saying that she looks like an ugly psychopath. And then she followed up with the shit lighting, the bad camera angle, all of it. Have a great week. Love you both. And we then got on to talking about the whole thing about having a passport photo taken. Whether you go into, I mean, the last one I had to have done, I had to go into my local Snappy Snaps.
Into a booth?
No, I wanted to go to a booth. The place where there used to be a booth, there was no longer a booth. So you can go into your Snappy Snaps.
Oh, and they'll take one for you.
Which is even worse. And this is what
that is embarrassing.
This is what Shalina is getting at. Is that you go into these places where there are lots of other people around, maybe sending off parcels, maybe getting a key cut, maybe getting their shoes rehealed. You know, all of those.
Thank you for the list of the things that you can do.
Get done.
I don't think you can do all of that in a Snappy Snap.
No, I was actually...
You're thinking of a Timpson, aren't you? There, You've got confused
your Snappy Snaps with my Timpsons.
Yeah.
Your Timpsons is your heels and your key cutting.
Yeah, they don't do passport photos.
I think some Timpsons do. In the same vein as your Snappy Snaps and your pharmacies.
Right, this is going to a poll. Do Timpsons do passport photos, or is Andrew Dick? Andrew's a dick.
But when you have to go into it's bad enough when you have to go into a booth, but at least in a booth.
You're fine in a booth.
You're on your own.
Shut the curtain.
You can retake it as many times as you like, even though you'll still look horrific in every picture that comes out.
Oh, you'll look dog shit.
But when you're in a public domain.
Yeah.
And they make you stand. This is what happened to me in a Snappy Saps. They make you stand against this wall. Yeah. Obviously, it's got to be white.
Oh, yeah, because I've had them sent back before. Background is not white enough.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Or you've got a slight bit of hair that's covering a slight bit of your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
it's too bright or it's too dark.
It's too dark. Mm. Yeah. But I have had it done in the Snappy Snaps. And it honestly, the photo was just horrific. But it was what they wanted. And I sent it off to the passport office. It passed. And now my passport photo is horrific.
It's horrific.
It is awful. I actually went back to Shalina and I said, the only people that look good in a passport photo are people under the age of 30. Even 30 might be a bit pushing it, maybe 25. Because if I look back at my previous photos.
It's okay.
I'm like, actually, do you know what? Yeah. All right, Angie, you look all right there, mate.
All right, Angie. You're thinking, now, hello, Angie.
I'm thinking, yep. I can tell Angie had some action when she was younger.
Now you're thinking, oh, hello,
fuck
Angie.
Fuck me.
Oh,
God. What the fuck has happened to her and her face?
Well, yeah, she's lost all elasticity.
It's just drooped. And that's the thing with those photos, because you can't smile. You can't even smile
with your eyes, can you? You've got to have your eyes down. Your face down, your nose down, you've got to have your hair there, you've got to take your glasses off, you've got to be behind a clinical white background, which never makes anyone look good.
No.
And it's got to be this disgusting light, which isn't quite bright enough and isn't quite dark enough and shows every single inch of your skin that
crevice.
Is shit. Crevice.
Yeah.
That gets on my tits.
Mm, it is really bad.
Also, it's weird, isn't it, that you can keep your passport for 10 years? I've changed a lot in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
But it's about the eyes, isn't it? That's why you have to take your glasses off. Because it's not actually it's about your eyes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not actually about your face or facial features. It's about your eyes.
Oh.
Because obviously your eyes don't really change,
no,
do they?
That's
they
true.
Don't, like,
yeah.
You might get you might get more wrinkly or lose weight
sag,
or put on
you
weight.
Might sag.
But they are looking at the match between your eyes.
They're looking
and the
at
eyes
your corneas. They're looking at your corneas.
They're looking at
and
your
irises. Corneas and irises. And your pupils.
Yeah. and yeah. your pubic hairs. They're looking at your pupils and your pubic hairs. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, Shalane.
Shalana, you've come through there, mate. That is an absolute cracker. Yeah. And thanks for listening down under, mate. Keep plugging us out there if you don't mind.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Obviously now it's finding the funny with Pat. If you could just spread that now. Pat and Ange.
With Pat and Angela. With Pat and Angela. I have got to come up with Pat and Steve. I'm just going to start calling you Steve. That's it now.
We sound like a couple of mechanics.
Yeah, Pat and Steve. Yeah.
Just going off down to see Pat and Steve. I've got a problem with me exhaust pipe.
Yeah, I've got a problem with the phalange. I need to, the Harry Potter wheels come off and I've got to get it sorted. It'll probably cost me about £45,000.
The car's only worth a tenner.
Mechanics, though. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. this water pump's gone. That Gryffindor's out. Yeah. Oh, God, you haven't done... Oh, you haven't. Shit, you've done your Slazenger there. You've done your fucking Slazenger, mate. That's about £4,000 worth of work, that is.
Sports maker, Slazenger.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. They just make it up.
That
Slazenger's gone. The Gryffindor's gone. Yeah. That Harry Potter wheel. Ooh, that's...
Yeah. Your flange is gone. Yeah,
don't even get me started on the clutch and underneath the clutch and the back of the clutch and round the clutch because
and your clunge.
Just called it your clut. Your clut and your clut's like an amalgamation of your clut and your clunge. Your clut. Now we're taking a cut. Oh, it's off.
Yep, we're taking a little Easter hiatus.
We will not be back now until Wednesday, the 30th of April. So no pod next week, no pod the week after, and we'll be back on the 30th. So there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back on the 30th of April, helping you to find more of the funny.